Hi there, Jeff. Jeff, my name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Doug wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of our service and answer any questions that you have. A happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good. Very good.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear you. So I do have your file here in front of me, and obviously you're familiar with that local map. Doug says you've been with Town Square for a couple of months already, and you're not seeing the results that you were hoping to achieve. I am sorry to hear that. Anytime I hear somebody try something like this and not have results, I mean, it does, of course, make me concerned when I look to see what information is out there, and there's not the content that Google needs to see for your business to pop up on that first page. So, I mean, obviously our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing. By that, we would create the almost 70 different destinations and directories that the search engines search for. When I do a search for your business, some of the information that you have out there is for Swank Pest Control, and of course some of it is for the Swank's Drain and Line Clearing. But honestly, there's just not enough content that Google would want to see. I mean, there's a couple of things, obviously, right? You've got, you know, Facebook and Yelp, but I mean, Google looks for super pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, Hot Frog, Kudzu. It's almost 70 different destinations and directories. They are all equally important to Google. They all, of course, make sure that they talk about your services and service area. That's what puts you on the map, the content that the search engines look for, the content relevant to that search. Although, I mean, Doug's got in the notes your open hours that your competitors are not open. Google needs to see that. Google needs to know that. And right now, Town Square's not showing them that. So we would create that content, and you'll be able to see it too. Every directory that we create, you can click on and open it up through your client tracking system. So you do get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you can see how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. And of course, like I said, you'll be able to see exactly how much work and what type of work we're doing to get you on that first page. You'll see that it's all accurate for your business. And of course, it all links back to the verified listings on Google and Bing. Now, as far as pricing goes, I mean, we're talking about a local campaign with paid Facebook ads. I think that's a real affordable way. We can do Google ads too. We are Google certified. We could do Google ads. It looks like you either tried to do or maybe actually did eventually do a Google ad campaign with Town Square. We can do that for you. Social media is effective too, and it's more affordable than Google ads.
Okay. On the Google AdWords. So I told them about a week ago, I'll throw you $1,000 for Google AdWords. And you know what they told me?
Doug said it would take 2 weeks.
We could probably do that in about 2 weeks. What the fuck? I could do a Google ad campaign in an hour myself.
Right, yeah.
What the hell would take 2 weeks?
You know, it's not the first time I've heard this type of thing, but, you know, obviously it's not enjoyable to hear when business owners are paying good money for these types of things, and then they have to, you know, be told, wait, and we'll do it, wait and see, wait, and things will get better. You've been with them for a couple of months. Anything that they would have done, they would have already done. And again, I did a search for your company by name, phone number, location. I'm not searching the way a customer is going to search. They're just going to type in, you know, drain clearing or whatever they might type in, right? But I was searching to see what was online for your business. I'm basically telling Google, show me everything that this company has online. And there's just not the right information. There's not consistent information. There's not enough information. So, I mean, we could get this going for you with, obviously, Google has raised their minimum required ad spend. It's $300 a month as a minimum ad spend. So if you're going to do Google ads, you'd be looking at $499 a month. We could do a local campaign with Facebook ads $299 a month. That's $100 worth of Facebook ads. But either way, we can cover your service area. We can target specific zip codes, subdivisions, even where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Doug says you're willing to go even out to 60 miles for the right type of work. So we can, you know, we can target those jobs for you. And like I said, it is a month-to-month service, so obviously it's our job to earn your business. I think Townsquare is month-to-month too, but with 2 months in and not the content to get you on that first page, I mean, I hate to say it, but I don't think it's going to get any better.
Well, see, I have 36 out of 58 is what their score is of things I'm on, like Judy's book, Yelp. Google Maps, and Google Maps I actually did, so how they're counting it, Nextdoor, I did that one also myself, iGlobal,
right.
You know, some of these things I never even fucking heard of, and people like me are not picking those.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't create that content for your customers to see because you're right, most of them haven't heard of it, but unfortunately most so-called SEO companies, even Townsquare, might not know to create Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav. You know, those are directories that really no one's ever heard of. But in all honesty, that content is as important to Google as something like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page. And for businesses to outrank their competition, those directories are more important because those are the ones that your competition won't have, that content that Townsquare did not create. We're a Google partner. We've been around since 2004, and we've been a Google partner from the very beginning of that partnership program. We do get our updates directly from Google. They make changes frequently. Sometimes it's big changes. A lot of times it's just small stuff. They want us to add new directories. Sometimes they want us to stop creating certain directories. But it is our job to be in that conversation ahead of the curve to make sure that you'll always have the content necessary to keep you in that local map. Now, I don't know if Townsquare told you or not, but that local map is really designed for businesses local to the person doing that search. So something like 25, 30 miles is about what you can expect with a local-only campaign. That's why it is important to do paid ads. Facebook ads, we can target 60, 100 miles. We're not going to draw a big circle around you. We will target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions even, where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And then the paid ad campaign kind of supports the local campaign. It's like one hand washing the other. You're going to get faster results and better results.
Right.
I think they're probably...
Yeah, I just don't...
Doug says $600? Oh, is that for paid ads as well, or is that just for a local campaign?
That's just for a local campaign and
wow.
Facebook. And,
okay.
And really, since everything's already built and in place, all they're doing is, you know, adding a Facebook video, you know, once a day or once a week. And,
right.
And I'm looking at directories. I had 36 2 weeks ago.
Okay. So you're doing the legwork, and they're charging you for your efforts.
Fuck yeah, they are, and it's starting to piss me off.
It should.
And you're about the 10th person that has called and told me this, and I sent them an email and saying, you know what, this person was right. What are we doing to improve on this? And you know what he said? The guy that's in charge of it, he's a senior digital whatever the fuck. He said, well, it looks like spam to me. I would disregard it. Just said that I had talked to this person before I even got in business with y'all, so he's just shooting me what his opinion. He's not trying to spam me with a personal email, and in my opinion, he's right.
Yeah, again, it's kind of the smoke and mirrors stalling tactic that I've seen and heard about from business owners who, you know, working with Brand Rep or Townsquare or Page Hub or Thrive. I mean, you know, we quote worst case scenario on a standalone local only campaign 30 to 45 days. When we're including ads, everything gets expedited and happens much quicker. So if you've been with them for 2 months already, and like I said, within the first 3 or 5 days, once your tracking system is active, you can see the content that we'll create right away to get you on that first page. I mean, if they haven't done it already, they're not going to do it. They're at this point going to probably resort to, well, you don't have enough reviews or blah, 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 this nonsense, throw it back onto you and tell you that you have to do something. which doesn't make any sense. You're paying for a service. You're paying what is supposed to be a professional SEO company to get you on that first page. They're just not doing it.
Right. That's what I believe, the point we're to.
Yeah, and it's frustrating for me. I mean, it actually makes my job harder. I've been with this company. April 17th will be my 10-year anniversary, and we do have clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years. Like I said, we've been around since 2004. I can definitely say, though, the hardest part about my job, especially in recent years, is all of these so-called SEO companies basically coming out of the woodwork. They're usually a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas or a startup company been around a year or less. And, you know, it all sounds pretty good. They promise to get you on the first page. I talk to business owners all the time. He says, I've tried it once, twice, you know, it never worked before. It does make my job harder. But like I said, we're a Google Premier partner. Let me do this for you. I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page so you can see a little bit more about who we are, what we do, and, of course, the reduced price. So what you're going to see is actually not the price that we'd be talking about here, but let me find that in the drop-down box real quick as I'm talking with you. You're looking at a 50% reduction in the cost of the service. That really would go across the board for any package. The package that I'm talking about here is our Platinum package, real affordable. Without the discount, it's $5.99. With the discount, it's $2.99. That does still include the paid Facebook ads. I did send that link out to you. At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Jeff, do you see that?
Yep.
Okay. So like I said, you are going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system, 24/7 access, we call it your client dashboard. One of the things I did not mention is that there's a separate tab for reviews. You'll have reviews too. We're creating almost 70 directories. Reviews can be on Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare, Superpages, wherever they originally populate. They do repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system. So in one place, you can kind of maintain your and manage your online reputation. You can request reviews or even respond to reviews or have us respond to those reviews on your behalf. We could do that for you as well at no additional cost. Like I said, we've been in business since 2004. We do have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Of course, we offer our services on a month-to-month basis, so we have to keep your phone ringing, keep you a satisfied client, and earn your business 1 month at a time. Right there about the middle of the page where it says Google Ads Partner, you can see that colorful Google G where it says Google Partner. That's our badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. You can actually click right on it. It goes directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner. Again, that's going to make the big difference because of the changes that Google makes and having us being part of that conversation to make sure that we keep the content that the search engines want to see. Now, if you scroll below that, that's where the packages are listed. Again, I'm talking about the Platinum package listed on the website at $5.99. You can see across the board there's a $299 setup fee normally. That's for the content creation, the NAPW audit, which in this case we'll definitely have to do, name, address, phone number, website, make sure that there is consistency of information across the board. What I'd like to do here for you, I mean, I can't wear a black eye for Townsquare. Obviously, we've got nothing at all to do with them. But I can do right by your business, get your phone ringing, and earn your business 1 month at a time. And I can also make this as affordable for you as I possibly can. I want to take $200 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. It only attaches to that first month. Like I said, every month after that for the Platinum package, you'd be looking at $299. So you're saving $500 in your first month alone. Every month after that, you save $300 off the cost listed on the website. It would never be $599. In fact, it would never be even a penny more than the $299 after that first month. So it's all inclusive. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Anything we need to update, you know, of course that's included as well. You're not paying for click, call, lead, or job. No matter how many jobs you get or calls you do, it's just going to be that flat rate of exactly $299. And again, that rate will never go up on you as long as you choose to use the service. And it, of course, is month to month. So obviously you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. In fact, you can pause it. If you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, if you want to, you can pause the service seasonally if necessary. But as long as you're a satisfied client, you'd be looking at that $299.
Let's do it.
Let me make sure I've got the right information for the business. I do see it listed as Swank's Drain and Line Cleaners. Is that how you would want the company branded?
No, the branding, I've done a couple different ones. I really like the Swank Main Drain or Swank Drain and Main.com.
That's how
it's
I see
catchy.
It.
Short.
And it rhymes. So Swank Drain and Main. I do actually see a couple of different directories listed that way. So we're going to go with that. And like I said, we'll clean up anywhere else that it's listed differently. And the and in this case is A-N-D, right? It's not the ampersand, not the symbol for the word, but the actual word A-N-D spelled out. Perfect. Okay.
Yes,
and then is the phone number that we're speaking on, is it not only the best number for your customers to reach you, is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So 316-990-7267. I did see a physical address for the business, the 1027 East K Street, but correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, you always go out to the customer, right? That's not a brick and mortar or showroom. No one comes to you. It is your house. Okay,
correct.
That's your house. Gotcha. All right, so Google doesn't really want someone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And then I was looking on your website for an email address, and I know that you've got that contact form so people can fill that out, but I don't see a physical email. This is really more for us to contact you regarding your account, and it's really only for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. A lot of the time we're just going to give you a quick phone call or send you a text message. Of course, your customers will call you directly, but when we contact you, do you prefer phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Yeah, I can give you my email, but phone, to any of the above, really.
Any?
I like to talk to somebody, but if you can't and I'm on a job or something, a text is fine too.
Sure. And there's going to be some redundancy built in. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. And then what is that email address?
98J.swank@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point I would do a couple of things. One, I'll be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call, but we are going to want to know things like, you know, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, verify information off of your website and information that I have here. That'll be a follow-up call today if you're available for it. The other thing that I'll do, Jeff, is to read what's called a voice verification. It's actually required of us as we're Google partners. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you do know that it is a month-to-month service and that it is a fixed flat rate. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. And then before I get to that voice verification, Jeff, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you? MasterCard. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Jeffrey Charles Swank.
Okay, so J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, and then you said Charles is the middle of name on that card as well. All right, Jeff.
Yeah, it's E-R-Y, and then, Jeffrey. It's Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-E-R-Y.
J-E-F-F-E-R-Y. E-R-Y. Oh, Jeffrey, not Jeffrey. I'm sorry. I kept hearing it, but it wasn't registering. I'm like, okay, isn't that how I have it? But no, it's not. I think I need to refill my coffee cup here. But I have J-E-F-F-E-R-Y, Charles Swank, and then you said that was a MasterCard. That should start with a 5. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, 5340-7910-0356. 0119, and we expire 0226.
And the last three on the back?
Let me turn it over. We got 487.
487. So I've got 487, 487 on the back of the card, and 02 or February of 2026 for the expiration date. Was that card 5340, 7910, 0356, 0119?
Correct, sir.
And does that bill at the home address, the 1027 East K Street, 67037?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In about a minute here, Jeff, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Go ahead.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. Jeff, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll actually receive all of that information in just about a minute here, or I should say a minute after I read that voice verification, but you'll receive that in writing as well. Now, give me just a second here, and I'll pull up that voice verification, and then I'll pull up the client interview calendar to schedule the follow-up call. So the voice verification reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jeff, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Swank, Drain, and Main.
That's exactly how I have that, with the A-N-D spelled out. And then, Jeff, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Jeff Swank, and I'm the owner-operator.
Okay. And, Jeff, as the owner of Swank, Drain, and Main, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well.
Yes, sir.
Of course. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Jeff, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask, and again, we are aware of Town Square, we're aware of what is currently online. We will continue to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll do that in the beginning, and of course, we'll do it periodically. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Swank, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Jeff, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
Perfect. With it being a month-to-month service, with us reducing both the cost of the service itself as well as the one-time setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 9th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically automatically renew with recurring billing on the 9th of the month at a further reduced rate of just $299.00. And Jeff, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. Mr. Swank, that means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard cost of running the paid Facebook ads on behalf of your business. It is a month-to-month service, and of course, that means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether. If you get more work than you can take on, want to go on vacation, or need to pause the service seasonally, you can do so as well by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Swank, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Jeff, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Swank, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do, sir.
Okay, so like I said, in about a minute here, you're going to receive that confirmation email with the information that I've already given you for client support. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And you might even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do get a little bit booked out towards the end of the day, but it does look like there is a 3 o'clock and also a 5 o'clock, if either of those would work for you today.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. So it's going to be scheduled from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock. The call, of course, takes about a half an hour for that one-hour window. So at some point during that first half hour, we'll give you a call. It'll take about a half an hour after that. If I am available when our client interview technician is ready for that call, I'll be part of it as well to just kind of introduce you to your client interview technician, answer any quick questions you might have before handing it over to them. If I'm on another call and I don't get a whole lot of advance notice, whether it's, 5 minutes after the hour or 10 minutes or whatever it is, if I'm not available for that call, they'll initiate that call on their own, but they've got your file, they've got all of my notes, they'll be able to take great care of you. If I am not on that call, or even if I am for the future security of your account, I did want to quickly set up a security question and answer. If anyone calls us telling us that they are affiliated with your business, even if it is you, we'll ask quickly for that answer. Anyone calling you saying that they're with Google or with Local Splash, they need to know my name, first of all, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the question and the answer unprompted. Your options for that are either the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Jeff, which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
City you were born in.
And that is.
And then, what is the answer?
The answer is Winfield, Kansas.
Is that W-I-N-D?
W-I-N-F-I-E-L-D. Winfield.
No. Okay, so Winfield. Okay. And then I have to type it in twice. Okay, so you're all set and squared away there. And then we've got your client interview scheduled for that 3 o'clock hour. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out to you by now?
The text mail, and I have already opened it up and then looking through it.
It's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below. Then it's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it's hyperlinked to the written terms and conditions, everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing, talking about the services that we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, of course, we're going to optimize your listing on Google. We'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. We are going to do Facebook ads. I don't want to walk you through everything here. But if you scroll all the way down, there is a long line that goes all the way across, and at the just above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. And then below it, there's a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you can either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears there. So Jeffrey Charles Swank. Of course, it is case sensitive, so the J, C, and S capitalized. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. But once you've got your name as it appears, click the confirm signature box just below. That does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we reduce the cost of the service as well as the setup fee. It does allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it. If it is not, I already know that we're going to have to do that. So it is an important step in the process. And when it takes you to the next page, when it asks you for a username and password, just let me know.
I'm already there.
Okay. You can actually stop at that point. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking system. And our automated system thinks that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. Neither is true at this case, but it is asking you to log in. So you don't have to do that now. I can give you the username. The password's not yet been created. We have to do the client interview first. We have to create that content for there to be something to track. But within the next day or so, we'll officially text and email you out your username and a default password. Use that password to get into your account and then change your password if you like. Some people never change the password, and that's fine too. I am sending you also a client interview, kind of an invite. It's going to just say Local Splash CIENG on that. And that stands for client interview to be conducted in English. It actually does have your username on there. It's easy to remember. It's the phone number that we're speaking on, but just the numbers. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So the 316-990-7267, that'll be your username. It cannot be changed. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please include either your phone number or your username, Jeff. They are basically the same thing. And then we can easily forward it out to the right department. You can send anything you want to that support email. That's the catch-all for everything related to your account. When we do that client interview in the 3 o'clock hour, they'll give you officially the photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com email address. If you want to write that down now, you certainly can. But other than that, you are all set and squared away. Like I said, I may be part of that call in the beginning around 3:10, whatever it is. If I'm not, or even if I am, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to fixing things that are wrong out there for you and of course, creating what's not out there and needs to be. We're looking forward to getting this going and earning your business just 1 month at a time. I did also want to thank you for your patience in dealing with this phone call.
I appreciate everything you've done so far, and I look forward to us doing a little bit better this round for what I'm looking for.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to do that for you, Jeff. And you do prefer Jeff, right? I mean, everything's going out to Jeffrey Charles Swank, but you do prefer Jeff. I'll put that in the notes, too. That way, when our client interview technician and anytime you call in and speak with client support, they'll know to address you as Jeff. Jeff, again, real pleasure speaking with you, sir. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Hopefully, I'll talk to you before the end of it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, too, Mr. Swank. You have a wonderful day, sir. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.